This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. Supreme Court is likely to take up the case of undercover investigator David DeLayton, who says lower courts have unconstitutionally gagged his free speech rights. DeLayton's unreleased videos may show more evidence of trafficking in human specimens from abortion. His case could be compared to animal rights activists exposing slaughterhouse abuses as recently as 10 years ago, except free speech is not winning right now. Huge medical and abortion interests have found judges to block the release of DeLayton's videos. Abortion providers are adamant that Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar fire Refugee Settlement Director Scott Lloyd for not helping procure abortions for immigrant girls. Azar is refusing, saying, "We have to look out for the interests of these children and their unborn children." This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. This is Life News Radio. In other headlines, a former local Planned Parenthood president is also the judge who blocked Ohio's ban on abortions that target Down syndrome babies. And a new abortion-friendly study says abortion is so safe, doctors are not needed. It tries to deny or counter other studies showing risks to subsequent pregnancies, abortion breast cancer connections, and psychological risks like depression, anxiety, and PTSD. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.